Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Our friend Corey Andrew is joining us today from instinctsmagazine.com. Corey, are you there?
Of course, I am here. Good morning. How you doing, Rob?
Hello, darling. I ask if you're there. I ask if every co-host is there, not because I don't think you'd turn up, but I don't quite believe my ability, technically, to pull this off.
So you're good.
We're all
you're
under
good.
Exceptional times. I'm a really good gossip reporter. I'm really quite good at this. I'm a terrible technician. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pressing buttons like a madman. So thankfully, it's worked. We love having you on Fridays. We've got a lot of gossip, so let's jump right in. Mm-hmm. What time is it, Corey? It is
tea time.
I love that you sing along, Corey. Mm. I hope you do at home too. So a big breaking story at the top of the show. Prince William has released a very rare solo statement about his mommy without including Harry. So the solo statement, the rare statement, is about his mom, Princess Diana, and this controversy over a 1995 interview she did with the BBC and Martin Bashir. Mm-hmm. Martin Bashir is a journalist in Britain who is a little bit shady. I've met him a few times. He gets these huge interviews. This interview, though, in 1995 changed everything. Mm-hmm. It's where Diana said there are three people in the marriage. The night before the interview, allegedly, Prince William begged his mommy not to do it. Mm. Royals just didn't do this. She changed everything. Royals did not sit down and do these type of tell-all interviews. Yeah. It was like she was Brad and Angelina and Jennifer all rolled into one. No one had seen anything like it. Well, now it's alleged that Martin Bashir created fake bank accounts and he showed them to the princess's brother to try and get the brother to convince his sister to do an interview.
Oh.
Now, the reason they were fake accounts is what it's alleged is Martin Bashir was trying to show Diana that people she trusted, people that were confidants, were being paid off to release information about her.
Goodness.
So if you saw all this stuff in the press about you, Corey, and you wondered, how's that leaking out? Who's the one? Who's the leak here? And then a reporter came to you and showed you bank accounts by your best friend, by family members. Oh. It would get you all riled up, so you wanted to fight back. Oh. So this is all the accusations. It gets even more complicated because the BBC is basically government run. So did the British government, were they involved in this? Did they sabotage Princess Diana? What I think is so important, though, is for, I think the first time I can remember, Prince William did all this by himself.
Mm.
He didn't do it with his brother. Normally, when they talk about their mom, it's a joint statement.
Yeah.
They issue a very strong joint statement. Harry's out of the game. I mean, he chose to leave. I guess you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
And the family now are just marching on ahead without Harry. Harry must be devastated about this story in Britain. He loves his mommy. Mm-hmm. They're very protective about her legacy. So I bet he's really angry about that. Do you think he's also angry that William just did this without consulting him?
You know, it's funny, those two have really not been close anyway in recent years, right? There's been a lot going on between the two of them, and they've even acknowledged that in public. So if you think about this too, Rob, Diana's death seemed to have affected them in very different ways. And I think because Harry was so much younger, so he processed it very differently. So I'm not surprised that William and Harry just aren't really on the same page with this.
Right.
Different
responses. This is going to actually push them further apart. But what do you think about this? This is our poll of the day. So Prince William has issued a very rare solo statement about his mom without Harry. Should it have been a joint statement? When you talk about your mom and dad, if you have brothers or sisters, should you do it together? Or what do you think about this? Maybe not. Go vote on our Twitter page. It's at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back on Monday. My goodness, it's the end of the week. It's Friday already. I nearly said
yes.
Tomorrow. But we're not here tomorrow. But sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Oh, wow. Well, just when you thought you couldn't love Brad Pitt anymore, Brad Pitt was seen delivering meals to a housing development project, like a lower income housing project, which is so amazing. So Brad Pitt was helping those in need by hand delivering boxes of groceries to low income families. And he was out in Los Angeles doing this project. And it was all amid the pandemic last week. So the 56-year-old actor was seen handing out boxes of food to crowds in need. And he was also spotted, which is interesting, driving the actual delivery truck to transport the goods, according to the Daily Mail. Now, what makes this really interesting, the part that I really love about this, is because we're all masked these days in the pandemic, Brad was allegedly wearing a face mask, and people had no idea they were getting help and assistance, and really genuine assistance, from like one of the biggest stars in the world. So he's been working nonstop, or he worked nonstop, I should say, with this particular endeavor. About 4 hours or so he spent only taking a break one time just to take like a cigarette break, which I will reprimand you for, Brad. Stop smoking. But other than that, it was like him with his guard down, having a great time, talking to people, meeting people. And you know, Rob, I have to tell you, I really thought about this because I've had encounters too with celebrities where they were, for some reason, their faces were obscured, and they really seemed to relish the moment of being able to finally interact without someone knowing who they are. What do you think about that? Isn't that funny?
Well, I think that this is really who Brad is. We know in the gossip business, in the celebrity business, he's a good guy. He does this a lot, and he's probably mad, or not mad, but he's probably disappointed that we found out about this and there are some pictures out. I know he does a lot of charity work. I do not report on celebrities that do charity work on the down low. I know a lot of really good celebrities. Some you might not even believe are good people. Yes, they don't want you to think they're good people. Some of the rappers don't want this out there, but I know they do hours and hours of such good work. Hey, do you know those face masks are interesting, though? 2 days ago, I was walking my doggy little Darby, and this very handsome gentleman on the corner of the street was waving at me. Hi, Rob. I had no idea who he was, and he knew it. Because, you know, like sometimes, even without face masks, you sometimes forget people. It takes you a minute to sort of like, when they're not in their environment, when you see them in a completely different environment. He was Don Lemon. Oh, no, from CNN.
Hey, Don.
I said, I didn't know. I said, Dottie had to take his mask off. I know. We were 6 feet apart.
Yeah,
but I was looking at him and I was like, oh, hi, hello. And he's like, oh, you fool, Rob Shooter. It's Don. I said, he's looking for a apartment in my neighborhood.
Oh, lovely. Look at you.
I know.
Fancy
I hope he doesn't move in here. There's only room for one star in this building. No, it's not me. I tell you that. Moving along. So Wonder Woman, 1984, is going to debut, but it's very interesting. It's not when it's debuting, it's how it's debuting. So it's one of the most anticipated movies of 2020, but because of the COVID virus, the pandemic, all these movies have been delayed. Wonder Woman has been delayed now, I think, twice, but they've finally decided on a date. It's going to be Christmas, but it's not just opening in the cinema. It's also going to be streaming on HBO Max. I got to admit, at first, when the pandemic started, I didn't, you know, I was really angry that my whole life felt like it had been ripped away. But now, after 6, 7, 8 months, I'm enjoying watching everything on telly. I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever go to the cinema ever again. I mean, I will. But what do you think? Have you adjusted to this, Corey, or do you still miss your old ways?
You know, this is crazy for me. I literally am not a big, oddly enough, in the world that I work in, I'm not a big movie person. I love documentaries. I love, I'm that nerdy guy.
Pants.
I love History Channel, the Smithsonian Channel. Those are my spots. But I do recognize that a film like this, it was created for the big cinema experience. And that's why I feel bad about like Mulan, for example. I mean, oh my goodness.
Oh my
they spent like a bazillion dollars and it was made a dollar in the box. Yeah. So
nobody watched it. Yeah. It might be a new format. If Wonder Woman works, maybe we'll get James Bond. It's in the can. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should wait. Although I do remember when Martin Scorsese did his big, fabulous, long, very long movie, The Irishman, on I think it was Netflix. And he told people, don't watch it on your phones. Like, it's bad enough watching it on a big TV.
Exactly.
But when I see people watching these lovely, luscious movies on their iPhones, I'm like, come on, guys. What's going on with Lori Loughlin's husband, Corey?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, the story about those two with the whole college admissions scandal was already just a mess to begin with. But, you know, they did get convicted, and they both are going to prison. But now when it comes to Massimo, Giannulli is the husband, he's going to prison in a federal prison it's been called like a country club prison sort of thing. Now he's going to be behind bars from the scandal, and I think it's about 5 months is his actual sentence. But before reporting to the Santa Barbara, California facility, the fashion designer was spotted with a new look. Like, he shaved his head bald. Looks like Bryan Cranston in, like, Breaking Bad. Like, he's getting ready for, like, the prison thing. And, you know, Rob, at first I thought, I mean, like, you know what, stop being a drama queen. You're not going to Rikers. Right. But I did some research, and that particular prison used to be known as a club fed, or they would call it like a, you know, country club prison. They could go bowling and hang out. They could do all kinds of fun activities. It was like they walked around freely. It was like a country club. It really was. 1990, all that changed when they began to actually start to, because of over prison crowding, they began to bring violent criminals into the facility. So maybe he read the same articles I read and thought, let me make it look a little bit more butch. But, you know, he's going to be in prison.
So he's there right now. So he's checked in. She's in. So now the two kids have mom and dad in jail. Wow. I think she'll be out. It looks like Laurie will be out before Christmas. He's got 5 months. She only got 2 months. So she'll be out in a couple of weeks. She's been there almost a month now. But also, too, they've got some fines that they will be paying.
Yeah, quite a bit.
And I know both mom and dad now in jail. So quickly before we get a break, Demi Lovato has debuted a darling new haircut saying, I did a thing.
Aww.
So she sent it out to her 93 million Instagram followers. I mean, really, who needs the cover of People magazine and Us Weekly when you can reach 93 million people? It's changed the whole business, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And so she tweeted out, or she Instagrammed out, a fabulous, fabulous picture. She looks great, some blonde strands there, and a little bit of a shaved head poking out from underneath. Now, she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Corey, does a new haircut, does it help? When you want to change, when you want to shake things up, do you go and get yourself a dapper new cut too?
You know, years ago, before I met my Joey, of course, all my friends knew when I had gone through a breakup, because I would show up looking like Sinead O'Connor. Like, I would literally be bald. Like, I could have had hair down my back, and the next day, they're like, he dumped you, didn't he? So, yeah, I would always cut my hair off. Yeah.
I've had the same haircut for the last 40 years. I'm like Liza Minnelli in Cabaret. Like, I've never changed. I think that once you find a cut that you like and that you can do, I'm not very gifted in the creative department. So a little bit of hairspray is about as much as I can do. I know I tried to put gel in it once. I looked ridiculous. I looked like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I put way too much in. So I like the sort of look I have, but I do think it's not just getting a new haircut. It's like rearranging the furniture in your house. It makes you look at the room differently. Eyes get so used to looking at the same thing every day. When I first got these beautiful pictures in my hallway, I bought some pictures from the New York Times, and they're historical pictures of New York. They're really beautiful from the 30s and the 40s. When I first hung them, oh my goodness, every time I passed them, I stopped and I looked at them. There's a picture of the Empire State Building going up. It's only half constructed. Yeah. Oh, I used to take me 20 minutes to walk down the hallway to get a cup of tea, because I was always looking at the pictures. Now, 4 years later, I don't even notice them, because they've always been there. So sometimes I think changing your haircut makes you look at yourself again. And that's why often people don't like to change, I think, because they don't want to rediscover themselves. So maybe this is a good thing for us all to maybe think about. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do our hair during that break, make it look fabulous. And we will be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, InstinctMagazine.com did a lovely profile of our Thursday co-host, Mark Lupo. Did you see it?
I did. It was wonderful. We love Mark.
Loved it.
Yeah, that was written by my colleague, Ryan Shea. It was a lovely profile.
He used to work down at Us Weekly or at Star Magazine, one of those magazines, weekly magazines. And that's how Mark knows him. Mark says he's absolutely lovely. Yeah. Corey, do you think we should pitch a profile on the entire cast? Like all five of us.
Oh, I would love that. I think so. I think so. We're like a little family. People should see us
The whole group. like a little family, like the new morning show that, you know, you don't know about yet. I don't know. Look at me always hustling. You know what? Let's get to the polls. Da, 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 da. If we do pitch the whole cast though, Corey, I would like to be in the middle of the photograph. No, I'll be at the back. Okay.
Sure, Beyonce.
Let's get to our poll question. I know. Step back there, Beyonce. Let's get to our poll question. So George Clooney praised Chrissy Teigen for clapping back at critics online. Clapping back. Yes. Do you clap back? Wow, a whopping 60% said yes, you do. I don't. Do you clap back, Corey? I'm too scared. Oh, I never clap back. I ignore. I do. Yeah, I don't. I don't play. What about you?
You know, it's a slippery slope. You have to know when to cut it off, because I can go on
I've
forever.
Seen. Oh, I've seen if somebody upsets you.
But I try and be intellectual, not just like, you know, swearing or cursing them out. I come back with a thoughtful response. But yes, I clap back.
That's the difference. I'm not really very smart, and I'm not witty at all. So I honestly, I always make myself look a fool when I try to do that. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or leave a comment on our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. Should William have issued a statement with Harry? It's both of their mama. Should have they done it together? Or do you think a solo statement was the right way to go? Let me know. And check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes.
So silly. Well, what have you got, love?
You know, the Rockefeller tree has lately been garnering a lot of negative press because it is very similar to the tree that Charlie Brown finds in the Charlie Brown Christmas special. But, you know, there's a little positive news. So there was this lovely little owl that was found inside of the tree that they didn't know was there. So the little bird's terrifying trip was dangerous. It was like a dangerous error that should have never happened, where the tree was cut down, and I guess it was like cellophane or saran wrapped or whatever they do to transport it, like over 200 miles in a truck. But they didn't realize that there was an owl inside the tree. So it was pretty much like could have been suffocated in a whole, like, you know, 3 days of being wrapped up in plastic. So it was found clinging to a branch when they unwrapped the tree, and he was removed safely, apparently. But they've named him he's named Rockefeller now, a little nickname owl. And but he was forced to survive for 3 days without any food. But I love the happy ending. I love that. Maybe he should become like a mascot now, like the Christmas
New
owl.
New York's owl now, Rockefeller, right? Oh, you little
so
fella.
Cute.
We needed a nice story, didn't we? I'm so happy. I have some pictures of him up on naughtygossip.com if you want to go and check the little devil out. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. So Meghan Markle did pass along information to that tell-all book. Remember, we talked about it a lot on this show. It was a book called Finding Freedom by two journalists who happened to be friendly with her. And the rumor was that she participated in the book. Lots of comments, lots of sound bites in the book are from sources. Well, it turns out that source might have been Meghan. In court documents, it has been revealed that she was worried about the negative narrative her father was painting, that she says alleges that she abandoned him. Oh. She wanted to get her version out in the press, is that she passed along information to friends, and friends passed it along to the authors. Shady, shady, shady. If you want to do an interview, Meghan, you're the most powerful woman, one of them, in the world. You've got the biggest microphone. You don't need to be doing this. Stand up and tell us. And certainly, too, don't be shady about it, because if you remember, Meghan and Harry, their spokespeople, issued a statement saying they basically had nothing to do with this book. It turns out that is not quite true. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And now it's time for a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. What you get, Corey?
You get a rub.
Whether you want one or not. So you will notice very quickly that choosing to see life through positive eyes will change the way you see everything. That's right. Think of rose-colored glasses. You don't need glasses. You've got eyes. Make those eyes positive, and it changes everything. Just the simple adjustment of asking what happened instead of what's wrong changes everything. Let me explain. When something isn't good, I always ask what happened, and then I let people tell their story. If you ask somebody what's wrong, then you imply that something is not right. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. So stop asking what's wrong, start asking what happened, and let's see life through more positive eyes. What do you think, Corey?
I think my Fridays are so much better with you. Yes, I agree totally. Because if you begin the premise of the situation with something negative, that yes. is the perception of the situation. So I think this is a great bit of advice. I love it.
It is. When I storm into Bottina, when I see Miss D or you, when I see you sitting there looking a little upset, I used to say, what's wrong? Mm. I don't anymore. I always say now, what happened? And then you tell me the story. We get a vodka and we forget it and we move on. Life's better. There you go. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. And I have to say thank you to Richard. I got an email from Richard yesterday. My email is naughtynicerob@aol.com. Naughtynicerob@aol.com. Does Ryan Seacrest give out his personal email? No.
I don't think so.
That's mine. Richard sent me the most lovely note, and it made my day. Richard said he's a lawyer by training and a little bit of a grouch by birth. But he decided that instead of going that route, he was going to start giving compliments when they were deserved. And so he gave a compliment to the New York Taxi Commission for great service. On Yelp, it's so easy on Yelp just to leave nasty reviews. Richard left a good one. And then guess what? When he went into the store, they recognized him from the review. He said, it is infectious to leave a compliment. It is, Richard. But let me tell you something, Richard. You are infectious. Thank you so much.
That's nice.
It really made my day. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Cheers.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.